So how much emotion should we show at work?
It's a tricky question. I think often people default to, well, you shouldn't show any emotion at work. And I don't think that's right at all. I think there are actually situations where you want to show a lot of strong emotion, and it can be really powerful and inspiring. One story that's my favorite around this is was a CEO of a large manufacturing company, and he never showed emotion. Was an unemotional guy, very no-nonsense kind of guy. And on the third anniversary of him being CEO, he had this big speech where he got very teary talking about why he does what he does and why they can go to the next level. And people who were in that audience said it was one of the most powerful and most inspiring speeches they ever heard. Emotion is part of who we are. To just shut that off is not a reasonable expectation.
Now, you said something that I thought was interesting, strong emotion. So strong emotion can be okay.
When it's controlled. So that's the key in all this. Are we using it to inspire others, to motivate others, to get our points across? Emotion is often like the volume on our radio dial. If we turn that up too loud, all people hear is the noise.
The distortion,
and they lose the content.
When do you cross that line, I guess, between being controlled and losing the point of the message?
When we aren't in control is when, A, it's either a reaction to someone else. So someone else is losing their temper on us, and we break down in tears. Or we lose our temper back on them. Or B, it's because we are so stressed out that our emotional teapot is so full that it starts to steam over. And we just start to unleash on another person, even though it might not be their problem.
We've talked a lot about anger, and I think anger is probably the emotion that you might most associate with work. But there is sadness. There is crying. How do you decide what is an emotion that's okay to feel and express?
Part of it has to do with the company culture. Is it a very stoic company culture where no one ever shares emotion? I think that's a piece of it. Crying is an interesting emotion because it's interesting in that it's a very vulnerable emotion. If you use it like that CEO did, that I shared with that story with you, it can be a rallying point that people come around. But if you use it as a reaction to someone attacking you, it'll look like you're weak or you were wrong. And so that's where we've got to be really careful that we don't cry in reaction to another person coming at us. It can look like we've lost composure.
What happens if you inadvertently have an emotional outburst? What do you do? How do you come back from that? How do you manage that situation?
When emotion is taken over, the best thing for you to do is end that moment because you're not going to be in control. So come back later and say, can I take a couple minutes of your time and talk about what happened? The ability to come back and have that self-awareness, acknowledge it, and then rationally talk about it as adults, that's a really powerful thing to be able to do. That can establish a much more adult playing field.
Thanks, Brandon. See you next time.
Joshua, I'm looking forward to it.